A question that is asked so often is it worth to start a digital business in the transformation industry and build a personal brand today? Because the markets are saturated, there are so many people out there, and I'm saying yes, it is still worth it. In this episode, you will hear why personal branding is not new, but it matters more than ever, and why you still should start a digital business.
Welcome to the Online Business by Design podcast. I'm your host, Ivana Ivanek, and this is your mindset and marketing podcast to help you build a business next to your 9-to-5 without burning out. And most importantly, enjoying your business journey while you are making money and impact. Grab your favorite note-taking device, lean back, and get inspired. I believe that everything you need to build a business of your dreams is already within you.
Welcome back, friends, to another episode of the Online Business by Design podcast. It's your host, Ivana Ivanek. Thank you for being here with me today. If you are enjoying listening to this show, you love the episodes, you learn from it, you love the guests I interview on a regular, head over to Spotify, hit that 5-star button, or go to Apple Podcast and leave us a review. Because only if we know that you are enjoying this, we know what we can create more of. I appreciate you, my friend. If you're feeling invisible, having a hard time to break through the noise, inconsistent with creating content, not knowing what to say and how to say it, but deep down you know your message and your work can change people's lives, then listen up. I have created something so powerful for you. It's called the Magnetic Influence Accelerator, a high-touch group program that helps you build a personal brand and visibility strategy that works for you without being glued to your phone 24/7. This isn't about chasing trends or faking authority. It's about showing up clearly, consistently, so you attract clients, collaborations, podcast invites, and real opportunities that grow your business. Inside the program, you will learn how to clarify your message and story so you always know what to say, create content that feels aligned, not forced, build trust through presence and not pressure, grow visibility beyond social media like pitching podcasts and guest posts. And you get coaching, feedback, and a supportive community so you're never doing it alone. Head over to the show notes. The link for more information is right below. Why personal branding today matters. There are plenty of reasons, but I want to point out a few of them today for you so you understand that it's not just posting things on social media. It's not just selling your service. Personal branding is so big. And I want to start with how to personal brand, if this makes sense. How to personal brand in 2025 and beyond. How to build that brand. When we look at experts out there, everyone's talking about themselves. Everyone's talking how good they are, what their expertise is. Everyone's talking about what they sell and do, which, by the way, selling is okay and you need to sell in order to make money. But a personal brand is not only your expertise. Because today, we are competing with a so much faster and wildly accurate expert, which is AI. And you can have as much expertise and be the smartest person in the room, and people will still go to ChatGPT just to double check. It is incredible how en vogue this thing is for every, excuse me my French, bullshit people don't know how to handle, and even questioning their intuition by asking ChatGPT. Fair enough, this is a new era, everybody is excited, but what your personal brand needs to have is, and I like to call it, a so much wider funnel that invites so many more different people than just those looking for your expertise only. And the reason for that is not only because it attracts collaborators, podcasters, and people who want to co-create with you, which gives you great visibility, but it also builds a brand that is long-term sustainable if you build on a foundation of value and if you build a brand that has a bigger message than just your expertise, a message that matters to the world, something that moves people to think differently, where people get inspired, where people get helped without an expert blurb and telling them what to do, but that just makes them open up to new thinking and different thinking, because this is thought leadership. You need to have a brand that is so much more than the work you do, that is you, that shares the lived experience, because this is what people want to hear. There are so many out there who are selling the same service or the same product, unless you have something that is really unique. But even then, I would recommend build that personal brand, because people are looking for real life stories, for real lived experiences, and the proximity to real people. In a moment, I will get to speak about the hardship of personal branding, but I want to continue with another reason, which is not just competing with AI, but as well, long-term success. Why is that? If you build a personal brand that is solely reliant only on your expertise, then you will have to rebrand entirely or build a new personal brand if you sell something else in the future. But if you have a fan club of a community and you open up that funnel wide and you have all kind of people with all kind from all kind of walks of life, some buy your service, some not yet, some might never. You have a fan club. You have built a community. People who love how you think, people who love what you do, people who love how you live your life, and people who are looking up to you. And having that brand is easy to just sell anything else to them. If I sell personal branding today and hoodies tomorrow, then people might just buy it as well, because they like the value behind the product. They like the person behind that product. They like the voice, the face, the lifestyle, and everything that is you. And number three, what I want to mention today is it humanizes a business. I know it sounds so much easier to build a brand, to put a logo out there, and to hide behind it. I have days where I'm thinking to myself sometimes, what on earth are you doing? And I'm being very vulnerable here, because we all experience hardship. We all have bad days. We all question ourselves on some days more, some days less. So do I. But it is easy to hide behind the logo. What is hard is to be out there with your face, your full name, because suddenly everything you say, you take responsibility for. Every piece of content you create has the impact to influence someone. So behind every word you put out there needs to be an intention to help and support people. And if you want to start a digital business today, then this should be your first intention. Only if you lead and guide and work with intention, you will be successful. Because the truth is, there is no fast and quick success anymore today. Yes, markets are saturated, but also people have been burned. People got sold expensive courses and never got the results delivered. And everyone standing in this space today has also a big task to prove oneself that you are legit, unfortunately. But if you're leading with intention to help a person every single day, your money will come. But if you go with the intention to make money only and you don't want to connect with humanity, it's going to be rather hard, because humanity is looking for a human being. And if you are that robot behind a logo, people have less opportunity to connect to you, especially if you are a service provider and if you're serving one-to-one or in group setups where you directly work with people. So a personal brand humanizes your business. And what's easier than being the human you are or the human you are becoming? You don't have to fake it. There's only one you, and this is the uniqueness you bring to the table. There's only one message you can verbalize the way you verbalize it, because you are the one who lived through an experience, which probably many people did, but only you felt it then that one particular way. And this is what people need to know, because this is how you show them what's possible for them. So now, yes, it is hard. There is family watching your Instagram or your LinkedIn. There is your friend from school you haven't seen in ages, your third grade cousin who everybody has an opinion. Everybody's there to judge, but believe me, they will judge you anyway. Whatever you do, and if they don't understand your vision, you will be judged, my friend. But this is just one other thing that we can put aside and move forward. Because only you know the big picture behind your vision. You know where you're going. You know what you're up to. You know what goals you have. And nobody else needs to understand that. Seek people who do understand, because it's great to have that support, to have a cheerleader in your corner. But anybody else, let them talk. And another thing, which is so hard for so many to get started and to get out there, is because they're new to it. You can be an expert, but building a personal brand is such a different thing than your expertise. Self-marketing yourself is so much harder when you suddenly need to speak about your own service and your own product. And it's suddenly so much harder because you realize, oh, I thought I put my face out there in front of camera and record something, record my blurb, and then you realize you don't even know how to look at this camera. It feels awkward, weird, hard. You feel silly. You feel like you suck. You are the absolute beginner. And you know what? Everyone sucks too. And that for a very, very long time before we start building a skill and becoming better in what we are doing. Starting a podcast, my goodness, that's work. And it's not so much the technical part behind it. It's that mental part where every time you sit in front of that mic and telling yourself you suck. But the only way to get better is by doing it and by getting better, by looking at the data, by listening back to your videos, to the content you have created, to the reels you have recorded, to the newsletter you have written. Look back and see what people say, and also look at your performance and get better. We all suck. And the truth is, it doesn't matter. Because there's only, first of all, you judging yourself and people who came to judge very consciously. And we need to just get rid of that thought that everybody who is out there on social media is good. Look at people with no comparison. Don't go on social media and compare yourself immediately, but look at people's backgrounds. Look at people's faces. Look what people do, how they recorded their reels. Nothing is really perfect. We only focus on the perfect parts. But if you look closely, they're all just human beings doing stuff and getting better at the stuff they are doing. And you must post. Because everyone who is posting and you are not is ahead of you. Everyone who is posting more consistently and more boldly will quicker get to the results. They will quicker build skill. They will quicker build the communities. They will quicker be seen. And just keep in mind that you can help every single day one person with what you have to share. And not only that, a personal brand will help you build a sustainable business beyond 2025, stand out and not compete with AI, and not even compete with your peers. Because a personal brand that is strong, a strong personal brand, an impactful brand, will attract those collaborations you are seeking. It will attract the podcast host to reach out to you because they want to hear your story and what you do. It will attract opportunities for speaking in front of other people's audiences, teaching webinars and masterclasses in front of people's audiences. It will open up doors that you thought are not possible for you. So, go out there, do it imperfect, do it the way you do it for now, but just go do it, because this is what will build skill, make you feel confident, and grow your personal brand. I truly believe that everything you need to succeed is already within you. Now go and do it.